But where are you really from?
But where are you really from?
Hi everyone, I'm Jesse Lin.
And I'm Angela Lin. Welcome back to another episode of But Where Are You Really From?
This week we're having a continued conversation about families. I know we've talked in the past about raising a family. Angela's on the cusp of doing that. And we've also talked about our own perspectives on having a family. But I really was interested in how people were thinking about modern family structures. And I actually found a really interesting Pew Research survey that polled kind of their pool of users to see what the general attitude is towards the institution of marriage and families. And actually, the general consensus is that there's a negative belief in the, I guess, stability or sanctity. I don't know. The stability or like the original lookiness of what that means. And I also started to think about the people that I work with and the different kinds of family structures that they have. And I feel like generally people's attitudes towards folks having a non-standard family structure has become a lot more chill. I think it used to be like people would really look down on certain kinds of family structures, like if you were a single parent or if you were having children but not married. But now I kind of just feel like because of how challenging everything is in general, people are just like much less pressed about those things.
Yeah, I definitely feel like we see a lot of different potential combinations of what makes up family structures nowadays. And at least, I mean, we always have to keep in mind that you and I live on the coasts. So like coastal people tend to be more progressive in their views. So also these like different styles we're seeing and how normalized it is in our worlds may not reflect like the rest of the nation or outside of the US. But I do think, yes, on the coasts, I've seen all sorts of structures and no one really has any sort of like stigmas attached with any of those structures. So that's kind of cool. It's like, oh, you know, the definition of a family can be many different things now. And I think that's nice.
You're right. The attitudes are actually quite broad. So I'll go through the statistics that Pew put together. The percentage of people who find different family types completely acceptable across the broad range of family types has increased. But like the ranking of most acceptable to least acceptable, at the very top most acceptable is a husband and wife raising children together. At the very bottom least acceptable is a gay or lesbian couple raising children together without being married. What's really interesting is people polled more favorably for a gay or lesbian couple who choose not to have children over gay or lesbian couple raising children together without being married. So you're right. The opinions are quite broad and our perspectives are quite different still, I think, across the country.
That's interesting. I feel like my hypothesis around that, I mean, the two things you compared aren't exactly apples to apples, because I thought you were going to say people were more favorable towards gay and lesbian couples who are married and have children as opposed to ones that are unmarried and have children, versus you just said no children at all is better than unmarried with children. Because like I had a working hypothesis that it's like what you said is the top, like most okayed relationship is the most default, like has been around forever, yeah. One, which is man, woman, husband, wife with children. But I would have assumed that, like, if they're even okay with gay people at all, like LGBT at all, then they would prefer that they be married and with children. I just assumed it had something more to do with, like, creating a stable environment for children. Basically, best is man, woman in this survey mindset. And then second best, I would have thought would have been like, if you were gay at all, like married still to provide stability for children.
Yeah. So it's worth giving the context of what the survey question is, which is basically Americans find some types of families more acceptable than others. The percentage saying each type of family arrangement is completely acceptable. These are the rankings we're giving right now. So a married gay or lesbian couple raising children together is right above a gay or lesbian couple raising children together without being married. So people still prefer that you are married, but those are still the, in terms of completely acceptable, lowest on the list. What's also interesting is the second most completely acceptable is a husband and wife who choose to not have children. And I feel like that used to be, I think people would like poke you about it all the time if you were like choosing to not have children or you don't have children. And what I found funny was actually below that is still single parent raising children on their own. So that's still like less favorable than a husband and wife who choose to not have children. And I just think that it shows this like interesting tapestry of like a strong relationship, the concept of what marriage is and how important that is to like people's perception of how safe or stable the relationship is. And then like throw the children piece on top of that to formulate the concept of the family. And it's actually, I find the data to be really interesting in terms of how people like ranked certain things.
The married couple with no children being second most acceptable is definitely really interesting to me. I feel like my guess would be that one, everyone has noticed that people are having children later. So that might not be a like, oh, I am favorable towards them never having children, but favorable towards them still not having children is like fine, because we know that everyone in the US is like pushing back the age with which they start having children. And then also, I guess there's another group of people that probably is of the mind, and I think you voiced this before too, of like, the world's so fucked up now, like I'd rather not bring a child into the world. And at least the people who choose not to have children for that reason, it's like a very mindful choice, I guess, on their part. So I would guess it's like those two reasons why that's like still quite favorably viewed pairing.
The other thing that was interesting is they poll people to ask if marriage and parenthood are seen as less important to living a fulfilling life. And they ask people to rank which items were extremely or very important to have a fulfilling life. Most people ranked, or the majority of people, like more than 50%, said having a job or career they enjoy, having close friends. Being married was actually at the bottom of the list, and having children was kind of at the middle, but the percentages were quite low. It was like 23 and 26% respectively.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey listeners, wondering how you can support us? The biggest way is by increasing our visibility by following us on Instagram at Where Are You From Pod, on TikTok at But Where Are You Really From, subscribing to our YouTube channel under But Where Are You Really From Podcast, rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts, and telling your friends. The more people we can get to listen to the show, the more we can continue spotlighting different perspectives and stories. And if you feel so inclined, we're also accepting donations at buymeacoffee.com/where are you from. Thanks y'all.
So this is an interesting trend for me, because I think it also has to do with like the idea of like the traditional family, and in context of all these different family structures now cropping up, a perceived like looking down on or like kind of poo-pooing of traditional families in a lot of ways. The reason I bring that up with what you're saying is that with job and career success being named like number one of what people are saying would make them happy or fulfilled in life, I actually think that has a very strong relationship with why traditional family structures are declining and why there is like a somewhat negative view in pop culture, at least, on like trying to conform necessarily to a traditional family structure. And we've kind of been told this narrative for a long time now towards young people, that like you maximizing your career and becoming like a boss bitch essentially is like the best you can hope for in your life. Like, look out for number one and like push up that corporate ladder and like that's success, that's happiness. And then when you become like older, you start reassessing whether that's the case. I mean, I'm 33 right now, and a lot of my friends within the past, like, give or take 5 years or so, had already started thinking, like, do I care this much about career? Like, because we had all reached a certain point in our professional careers where it's like, okay, yeah, I've been, like, climbing that corporate ladder, I'm getting the promotions, but I'm not really happy. And then also, I'm realizing how alone I am. Once you hit the career success, a lot of my friends were then like, okay, now what? And like trying to find what is that fulfillment in other aspects of their lives. And of course, like human to human relationships are one of the most fulfilling things that a person can seek in life. So I definitely saw like a pivot in a lot of my friends in the past several years from career being now like secondary of like, I still care about, you know, doing a good job. I still care about having career success, but definitely not as much as before. And I'm definitely not going to like put 150% into it anymore.
Yeah, it's really apt that the name of the episode contains the word blueprint, because I almost think about the things that you were discussing as they're blueprints, right? They're blueprints for what people perceive as happiness. But sometimes when you are too rigid in following that path, or you think that following that path will automatically lead to happiness, like that doesn't always come to fruition. And I also kind of feel like what's happening with the, again, maybe coastal view, but I guess as different family structures find happiness and become more visible and people are like, I can see your family is thriving. Maybe you are in a traditional structure, like you're married, traditional family, or you're in a non-traditional structure, you're not married, you have different kind of relationships, whatever. I just feel like these things are like more visible now and people are less hesitant to talk about them. And so this idea of like blueprint for happiness becomes a little bit broader and people are more accepting that because they're like, I see you doing just as well as this other person. And like, maybe both of these things are equally valid. Like you can find your way to happiness in both of these structures.
I also was thinking about like within the survey results and like these traditionally acceptable family structures and these viewpoints, I do think it's a little bit American skewed because, for example, like Ramon has a lot of friends, well, not, I'm exaggerating, but within his close friends, there are a handful of them already at this point who are not married with children. And it's not seen at all as like a weird thing. And to me, when I heard that, I was like, that sounds so European. Like, I feel like there's this like concept of like more openness with regards to like different ways of creating a family or like the order with which child versus marriage happens or if marriage ever happens, because some of those friends like are never going to get married, but they are committed to each other and they have children already and marriage just doesn't matter to them, which is like, it's interesting to me because maybe it's an American perspective thinking like this is so European, but it felt like that to me. And it's interesting that it's also in the context of like Spain is a Catholic country, but I think a lot of the population is not like practicing Catholic. They are just like everyone was indoctrinated in Catholicism, but doesn't necessarily like practice it. But it was just interesting to me that like in a still quite religious nation, at least at the like bed of it, like foundation of it, there's like these types of structures are very like okay. Versus the U.S. is so interesting because we're not like uniformly that religious of a nation, but if you are religious, like a huge swath is Christian of some sort, and then of course that group of people, it's man, woman, husband, wife is like the traditionally accepted format. But yeah, I don't know, it's just interesting to me to like look at Europe and be like, that sounds normal, and like people are like chill with it even if they're like more uniformly religious supposedly.
Yeah, I think the public perception is super important because, again, going back to the blueprint, I feel like the blueprint for a while has been nuclear family, which is like mom, dad, children. But if you kind of go backwards in time. Like, that's not how it always has been. And, like, even if you look at our families, like our Asian families, it's very much like a village kind of thing. And people are very used to that. And I don't think that that is really different from the American experience. It's just not the recent American experience, right? Like, I think if you go back like 50 years, maybe like 75 years, like that was probably kind of the thing. Like, you had a farming family with many members of the family, like, pitching in, looking after each other. I think the smaller nuclear family is like a more recent kind of blueprint and idea of what families should look like. And I think that that is why the overall opinion towards like the institution of marriage and like what family looks like is more pessimistic, similar to what we discussed regarding the democracy and political struggles. It's just kind of like, because the blueprint is changing, people are freaking out because it's like, oh my gosh, like, now I don't have a clear pathway towards happiness. Or like, maybe I do follow this, but what if I don't end up being happy? So I think there's all these like new considerations now, versus I kind of feel like before, when the whole nuclear family thing was very front and center and you had this like American capitalism boom and like American dream, everything, like, people would chase that and be okay with it, not really thinking about it. At least that's my perception of it.
You briefly mentioned our Asian families and the being raised by a village thing. While that's true for Asia, like when you're in Asia, when you're close to like your bigger family, like non-nuclear family, I was reminded of actually then the way that immigrant families work is quite different, because it depends on if you all migrated together or not. Like, your family did, so like both your parents were with you, but my family didn't. Like, my dad worked, he owned a factory in China, so he spent at least half the year there, if not more, and he would like come back and forth, but essentially for like months at a time. My mom was like a single mom, essentially. So it's kind of interesting, because in immigrant families, I feel like in Asia, okay, we talked about Europe, we talked about US, Asian families, it's still the most acceptable to be man, woman, husband, wife, nuclear family. Like, that is definitely the default. And yes, people do get divorced now. Yes, there are single parents. Yes, there are gay people. But I mean, I don't know the stat, but I know from like social norms that it's still the most widely accepted family format. And so it's interesting that then when you put migration into like the mix, it's very acceptable for it to essentially become like a single parent situation, because then it's like, oh, well, the priorities are different. The priority in that case is like giving a better future to the children slash family. So it's okay for the husband and wife to be separate, and for the mom or whichever parent it is, but in my case, it was my mom, to essentially be a single parent and like figure that out by themselves. So it is interesting. I guess it's like, it's all about what is socially acceptable, and at least for immigrants, within the context of seeking a better future for family and prioritizing that as number one, there's no looking down on the like essentially single parent like setup, because you're technically still married also. So then they're like, oh, well, there's nothing wrong here, even if like functionally you are the same as a single parent setup.
Well, I thought that that was a interesting discussion on the perspectives, modern perspectives of modern families. So listeners, we'd like to hear from you. If you are in a family, if you're married, you're single, you're a partner, you have children, whatever, we'd love to hear from you. What kind of family do you think you are?
And come back next week, because we will have another fresh episode for you then. And until then,
zaijian, bitches.